Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Ukraine hinted that its forces were responsible for Tuesday's explosions at a military base in Russian-occupied Crimea, located far from the war's front lines. A presidential adviser, Mykhailo Podolyak, predicted more such attacks. Separately, the self-proclaimed leader of the breakaway Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine pledged to develop, quote, equally beneficial bilateral cooperation in a letter to North Korea, which in July became the third country in the world to recognize the separatist-controlled region's independence. Israel and Turkey agreed to restore full diplomatic ties, ending a long standoff. Ambassadors will be reinstated for the first time since they were expelled in 2018 over the killing of 60 Palestinians by Israeli forces during a protest. A visit to Turkey by Israel's President Isaac Herzog in March marked the beginnings of a thaw, followed by a pledge to discuss restarting direct flights by Israeli airlines. Mike Pence, America's former vice president, asked Republicans to cease attacks on law enforcement agencies over the FBI's investigation into Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's home. Many in the party have raged against the raid, with some calling to, quote, defund the FBI. Mr. Pence called these, quote, just as wrong as calls to defund the police. He also said that, if asked, he would consider participating in the efforts of the House Select Committee investigating Mr. Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Dozens were feared dead following a large explosion inside a mosque in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, during evening prayers on Wednesday. There was no official word on the number of casualties or perpetrator. Last week, Islamic State claimed responsibility for the assassination of a prominent pro-Taliban cleric in a bomb attack in Kabul. Rochelle Walensky, the director of America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, called for a reorganization of the public health agency, given its clumsy response to the COVID-19 pandemic. An external report found that public messaging was often confusing and recommended that lab data and scientific studies be published faster. Uniper, a German utility firm, reported a staggering loss of 12.4 billion euros, or $12.6 billion, for the first half of 2022, pointing to Europe's worsening energy crisis. The company, which is Germany's largest importer of Russian gas, attributes over half of its net loss to the reduced gas flows, which have forced it to cover the shortfall in the spot market at higher prices. It received a 15 billion euro bailout from the German government last month. China will send troops to Russia to participate in Russian-led military exercises, China's defense ministry said. The joint war games, located in Russia's east, will also involve Belarus, India, Mongolia, and Tajikistan. China's participation in the exercises, said the ministry, was, quote, unrelated to the current international and regional situation. And fact of the day, 400,000. A conservative estimate for how many hectares of Britain's land are taken up by private gardens. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.